What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
I'm Kelsey, and we are ringing in the holiday season Friday night at the Midland Theater with a Luminar Christmas, an unforgettable holiday experience led by Mannheim Steamroller keyboardist and longtime musical director for Dennis DeYoung of Styx, John Blasucci. John, joining us today, you've had an incredible career, and I'm curious to know how some of your experiences, such as being musical director for Mannheim Steamroller and working with Dennis DeYoung, how does that all contribute to Luminar Christmas?
You know, I spent so much time with Mannheim Steamroller, and I got to see and meet so many people who really just had a love and appreciation for the music and the season and just what a difference it made to their holiday season. And when I decided to put this group together, I put myself in the audience and said, what do I want to hear? What do I want to see? What do I want to feel? And I really wanted the show to have impact and really make a difference. And we have a couple of really great singers and violinists and guitarists that really deliver the holiday music with some of our own original music, but a lot of fun, exciting arrangements of classic Christmas songs, honestly.
For those interested in attending Luminar Christmas, what kind of musical styles can they expect?
Well, it's a little bit of everything. I grew up with a father who had a band, and his drummer was in A&R for Warner Brothers. So we would get advanced copies of all kinds of different music, everything that went through Warner. So that kind of got baked into my DNA, and so that kind of shows up in the Christmas music. Symphonic rock, it's some very powerful music, combining classical with rock, with Vivaldi's Winter, and some heartfelt moments. And so it's all Christmas, but it's wonderful, different styles going on. A lot of pop as well.
I've seen a few videos, and not only does the music sound great, but what was your vision in connecting the lights to the story of the music?
Absolutely. I believe if you find us on Facebook, Instagram, Luminar Christmas, you can see photos. Fans are uploading photos, and we're just looking at them. And we have a lighting director who's a young phenom, and he is just doing such a great job with the colors, because it's hitting you in all the senses, the colors, the music, the video, the story, like you said. It's really a theatrical production disguised as a rock concert.
Now, what was the creative process like when you first started working on the arrangements for Luminar Christmas? Was there a particular song or a moment that was particularly challenging or exciting while you were creating it?
Well, I got off the road. I resigned from Mannheim Steamroller in 2018, and when you see all your friends next year going out on tour, you get a little FOMO. You feel like you're definitely missing out. And I really wanted to continue touring. So that's why I decided, well, let me see what I can do. And I just started writing and arranging, and I brought it to my friend and mentor, Dennis DeYoung, and said, Dennis, will you take a listen? He was kind enough to listen, and he just looked at me and he said, John, I think you got something here, were his exact words. And I said, okay, well, let me keep going. And we ended up doing our first record called That Star in 2020. And then our new release, which just came out, is Mistletoe Madness, which is streamable, you know, all that, so you can hear it. So, but yeah, the show, it looks, if I may say, it's just so beautiful to look at. And of course, the music and the arrangements and the spirit. It's all about bringing the spirit of the season and bringing people together and all that good holiday stuff.
How long did you work with Dennis DeYoung for?
I was with Dennis for about 20 years.
Would you say that this is different, or is there any similarities between working with him before and what you're doing now?
Well, you know, when you're studying under the master, I paid a lot of attention to what the crowds responded to and what worked. And he had a way of pacing the show that was brilliant. I mean, if you've seen any one of his concerts, you know. And so I definitely brought that energy to ours in a Christmas fashion. It's I don't know if I mentioned, there's definite symphonic rock aspect to it, but also there is a bit of that classic rock in moments, you know, as influenced by Dennis and Styx, of course.
So basically what I'm hearing is you're a Christmas lover. Now, what makes this the best time of the year for you?
You know, everyone's hearts are open and open to being lifted, you know, and higher vibration and having a good time and celebrating. Everyone is in the mood when we're going into these theaters and these places, and just people are ready to feel it, have a good time, and we're having the time of our lives.
Is there any particular influences that you've kind of looked to in regards to creating this performance, any of the songs, or just in general, you as an artist?
As artists, we're an amalgam of all of our influences, from the records that my dad played as a kid in the house to Dennis for 20 years, to Midnight Steamroller for the better part of a decade. It's through osmosis, so to speak. It just you develop your own sense and style out of all of that, and you know, put it together, and we have a killing band with a ton of personality, and it's a lot of fun, and they're really just bringing this music to life.
And some of the music that you guys will be showcasing Friday night, part of Luminar Christmas, is from your latest release, Mistletoe Madness. Where is that available at for those who may want to dive deeper?
So it's streamable wherever you download music, and you can go to Frontiers SRL, I believe, Frontiers Music. It's an Italian record label that we signed on with this year. Or you can come to a show.
It's the most wonderful time of the year for a reason, and it sounds like the audience is set up for an unforgettable holiday experience at the Midland Theater this Friday night.
Awesome. Yeah, we were there in 2022 also, so hopefully we'll see some familiar faces.
Anything else you want to add before we let you go, John?
My pleasure. Just want to say thank you, everyone. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, merry everything.
You've got the vibe, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.